From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Strikes hit two Caribbean islands, one's quickly settled. The West Indies reflect on a glorious opening to cricket's World Cup, and the opposition and the government in the Turks and Caicos spar over the voters' list for upcoming elections. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Teachers in Jamaica have begun a two-day work stoppage over a pay dispute with the government. As we hear from Conrad Hamilton in Kingston, some teachers are even threatening to continue the action weekly until a satisfactory conclusion is reached.
The strike by government-paid teachers in Jamaica is receiving strong support from the over 20,000 members of the Jamaica Teachers Association. Since this morning, activities at the island's primary and secondary schools have been brought to a standstill as teachers protest against the government's failure to grant them a better salary package. Although a large number of the teachers turned up for school, they had nothing to do, as students adhered to instructions given to them on Friday that they should stay home today and tomorrow. As a result, teachers sat in their staff rooms for hours before departing. At a primary school in St. Catherine, disgruntled classroom teachers, dressed in full black and bearing placards, vented their disgust at the salaries being paid by the government and its reluctance to grant them a meaningful adjustment. The teachers say they will continue their protest on a weekly basis if government does not offer them more than the 3% annual increase